Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Hankook DynaPro AT2 Extreme. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
Hey, singles, do you feel like a tourist in your own town? Too busy to enjoy all your city has to offer? Events and Adventures organizes up to 30 unique get-togethers around town each and every month. We do all the work, so you have all the fun. Get started by visiting eventsandadventures.com today.
We just can't seem to catch a break, huh? So many rough fire seasons. But we made it through, and now there's another risk. All that charred soil and burnt vegetation can lead to floods and mud flow. I know, but you've got this too. And one way to get this is to get this, flood insurance. There's no rest for the West, but with flood insurance, you can rest assured that you're ready for whatever else nature throws at you. Protect the life you've built at floodsmart.gov/wildfires.
At SheFit, we know the fitness industry makes a lot of empty promises. We're done with shortcuts and quick fixes. No woman should be let down or held back, especially by her clothing. It's time to experience the only sports bra that's as strong as you are. Available in the widest range of sizes. Easy on and off, with 50% less bounce than the Nike Pro. It's time to feel real support from SheFit. Save $10 today at SheFit.com/2022.
The Favorites Podcast is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. There's no better place to make every moment more during the Super Bowl than with FanDuel. And new users can bet $5 to win $280 in cash on either team to win. I love FanDuel because it offers great promos for both new users and existing users like me with an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. Plus, I love combining multiple bets from the same game to build same game parlays. So if you're new, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started. And sign up with promo code FAVORITES so they know I sent you. You must be 21 and over and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, or Louisiana. New users only, $10 first deposit required. Must wager in designated offer market. Max bonus $280. Bonus for Tennessee users fulfilled in site credit within 72 hours. Tennessee site credit expires 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 in Arizona, 1-800-GAMBLER, or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Indiana, New Jersey, and Virginia, 1-888-789-7777, or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut, 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan, 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana. Call the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789, or visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia. Welcome to The Favorites from the Volume Podcast Network. I am Chad Millman, Chief Content Officer of the Action Network. We're 16 hours removed from an epic, incredible, intense, glorious Rams-Bengals Super Bowl. Rams won 23-20. The final spread was 4. The total was 48.5. My BFF, my companion, my compadre, the man I want in a foxhole, especially when it comes to betting on the NFL, professional bettor, Simon Hunter. Dude.
Matt Mitchell, hit that music, my guy. Chad, buddy, what a way to end it.
We fucking crushed.
Crushed. This is the quietest my Twitter feed's been with haters all season. I mean, it's no joke. I look back through our record, buddy. You technically only had 2 losing weeks because you went with Cincy last week. We've only had 3 losing weeks since the first week of November. It's February 14th. 3 losing weeks out of 16 weeks. Buddy, it's been a hell of a way to close out this year and just an amazing season.
The playoffs especially have been bonkers. We've been especially, I don't want to say hot. I hate when bettors talk about being on cold streaks, being on hot streaks. It feels amateurish, honestly. It just does. Like, you're being more consistent. If you're making the right decisions every single week, then it all evens out. You're never going to win 70%. You're not going to lose 70%. If you make the right decisions, you're going to win like 53 to 60% of the time. That's what's supposed to happen if you are thinking about markets, if you are thinking about underdogs, if you are thinking about systems. There's a reason why some people do it consistently, right? And those last, say, since November, but then during the playoffs especially, holy fuck, did we just nail it? And, you know, I bet 11 props, 11, I made 11 bets yesterday. I went 8-3. I lost the Stafford under 5.5 rushing yards, which could be regraded. We're going to talk about that. For those who weren't paying attention, Stafford had 7 rushing yards. And on the last play of the game was a kneel down. It looked like he kneeled down 2 yards back, but he never handed the ball to the ref, so it didn't get placed. So he's officially graded as 1. Some books are beginning to talk about offering refunds on that bet or grading it as a win. So that's still out there. I lost Joe Mixon over 24.5 receiving yards and Cooper Kupp longest reception, 28.5. But thanks to you, Simon, I won T. Higgins over 70.5 receiving yards. And I got to tell you, first play from scrimmage coming out of halftime, I'm sitting with Buddy, his kid. I'm sitting with my kid. And I say, perfect time for T. Higgins to go 75 and a touchdown. And he did it. The screaming that came out of my body, I don't think I've ever shown my kid that kind of emotion. Like literally up and down, jumping, yelling, all of us. I'm grabbing his face. I'm telling him how much I love him. Like,
it was high of highs.
It was a different kind of visceral feeling. And then, of course, thanks to you and convince me and your favorite long shot bet being Odell Beckham Jr. first touchdown anywhere from 8.5 to 10 to 1. And then, you know, we both had the Bengals. I had a couple of Bengals bets. We had an under 24. I had a Joe Mixon to lead the game in rushing at plus 120. Just a glorious, glorious day.
Yeah, buddy. I mean, it's like we talked before we came on the show. If Stafford, who was on the one yard line, if he would have ran that touchdown in, I mean, it would have been easily a six-figure day for me personally, on top of what I won. And between the clients and this show. I mean, the fan base of this show, which we joke all the time how big this show has gotten. I could not believe when I logged on to a website, we can't say an app, and the line had moved from Stafford 150 to one, two touchdowns to 20 to one, just because of the fans of this show. Again, no one else is telling people to bet that. This was the only show talking about it. So that was like, I know how big our show is, but just to see how much we can affect lines and stuff on the show was amazing. So that Stafford one hurt just because you touched on it, Chad. I gave out Rams first half, -2.5, nailed it. Gave out the under. They missed the extra point. We made it by half a point, nailed it. Full game under, Bengals full game, 4.5. And it's a good feeling, too, when we talk literally after the AFC Championship game or NFC Championship game. So it's, what was that, 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock or Sunday night? I'm out of it, kind of. But even in my instincts, I was just like, this is a team that just plays ugly. Like, the Bengals play ugly. We have to take these points. And even you were just like, yeah, we'll take these points and we'll break it down as the week goes along. So that was the rare time where the gut, that's what our gut already liked. And then we ran the numbers and it gave us the under, gave us the side. And like you talk about this playoffs, my system's been, I mean, again, I am good at this, but it comes down to having a system. Like, that's what, because people who watch the games, they're not that they're full of shit, but you heard so many guys out there being like, Rams by 14, Rams blowout, this matchup's terrible for the Bengals. And it's like, those are people that don't have systems. They just watch football and they're just like, nah, I know what I'm watching. I know what I see. It's like, no, you have to look at the numbers. So I think the final tally for me on sides, I believe it was 11-4. And then on totals, I believe it was 12-3. So just an incredibly profitable playoff run for me. And then, like you touched on the props, man, that was like, that Odell one was huge, but it's like, we joke all the time. You do these parlays and these different things in the Super Bowl, and like, having a 9-1 Odell parlayed with, you know, the Bengals 4.5, that paid like 23-1. If I'm betting a grand, it's 23K right there.
Did you bet a grand on that?
Yeah. I mean, dude, everything.
Yeah. Of course, I did.
Every little thing you could think of, it just adds up. Like, I joked about that. McPherson, him being my biggest bet over 1.5 field goals. It was because I eventually counted up all these tickets I'd been having runners bet and different things like that. I'm just like, wow, I have a stack here of like 40 bets on this kicker, and it's all going to be like, you know, 1,000 to win 500, 1,000 to win 750. It was like a ton of those bets because, again, they limit props. That's what sportsbooks, they were getting beat up. Like, again, we didn't even touch on it. Like, having a random punter miss the snap on that extra point, he ended up throwing that ball, that counted as a pass. So we'd already hit that stupid prop we had done, which I had thought about Odell doing a Philly special. A couple plays later, Joe Mixon goes back, throws a touchdown to T. Higgins. We hit our over 2.5 passing touchdown passers, which is like 11-1. So, again, we put in the time and the research. You got to get lucky. And we got very, very lucky this past Super Bowl.
Yeah, you know what's interesting? You make all these bets. The other one we didn't talk about that Sean Kerner loved all week, talked about it in the Propapalooza podcast that came out Monday of Super Bowl week. First one he talked about, Kevin Huber over 52.5 yards for longest punt.
And he looked terrible.
Then it was, I think, his last punt, second to last punt, or maybe first punt in the first half. And it's interesting, through the first half, or like even when after the T. Higgins play, I felt like so many of my bets, I was kind of trending in the right direction because I was heavy on the Bengals. Joe Mixon, Cam Akers couldn't do anything. Joe Mixon was having a really good game, so I was feeling good about that one. I didn't feel good about Cooper Kupp, and I thought I had lost Stafford. So after T. Higgins, like, a lot of my sweats were over because I was invested in like a lot of things that already cashed, right? Or had no chance of doing it. Huber was the only one that I was waiting on. And I remember thinking, all right, I did the math in my head. When he kicked it, what was the line of scrimmage? Where the guy caught it, what was the line of scrimmage? I looked at my buddy's kid. My buddy's kid is 18, he's a senior in high school. I looked at him like, and he was the only one in the room with me, like everyone else, because they weren't betting punter props, left the room. I'm like, dude, did he just kick it 54 yards? Did we just win our fucking punter prop? And he's like, we won our punter prop. And we were jumping up and down screaming. And after that, like, the rest of the game was gravy. It felt great. Like, every combination, it's like, we did get lucky and on the right side of things. And a lot of the things we needed, happened early in the game, so we weren't sweating anything at the end of the game.
And that was also funny too, where it's like, don't you, people kept messaging me like, aren't you worried you're betting like chalky things, where it's like, again, I don't want to be braggadocious that we set the market, but it's like, people listen to our shows. People are going to take things we say and talk about it on their own shows, or vice versa. It's like, people are going to have the same idea. It's just one game. So a lot of people are going to be on the same stuff. Sportsbooks hang bad lines. It's like, there's nothing they can do. They have to take the money. They have to hang the number. They live and die with it. It's like, if Joe Burrow would have drove that field at the end of that game and scored a touchdown, and the Bengals would have won outright and hit the over, I've seen some like bookmakers talk, that would have been like a 30 million, 40 million flip for them. Personally, that was, people can complain about that game. That was such a stars and scrubs game, where it's like every guy in the world was on that T. Higgins, you know, over yards or over touchdowns prop. He got two touchdowns, 100 yards. Everyone was on Cooper Kupp to get a touchdown. A lot of books said they had more money on him to score anytime touchdown than either side of the spread. So I love how much gambling's growing, because it's just changed so much. We're like, that number, I guarantee you would have been 7, 7.5 a couple of years ago, like that Bengals number. But now, because there's so many books and so many professionals doing this and just so many line movers, they can't take that big of a risk. Like that money line, they couldn't hang a, you know, if they would have hung a +300 on the Bengals in that game, they would have got swarmed with Bengals money, because I just feel like the public's smarter to it at this point. So that was, I know people are going to complain because it was kind of an ugly, sloppy, slow game. I loved it. I thought it had a really exciting moments. All the stars showed up. And as someone that bet the under and a dog, it's like, those are the games we dream about. Like ugly, sloppy, stuck in the middle of the field, getting 1 yard runs with Cam Akers. Like it was just a really, really, really great game to bet on.
I don't know why anyone would say it was a bad game to watch in any way. It was glorious. It was a great capper to the end of the playoffs. As we know, I love love. I root for narratives. I love that Aaron Donald got a ring. I love that Eric Weddle got a ring. I love that Whitworth got a ring. I love that OBJ got a ring. I love that Matthew Stafford got a ring. Like all these guys who, I love that Von Miller got another ring. I love when teams go all in and say, fuck it, fuck anything else. We know how precious an opportunity we have is. You don't just keep perpetually building, building, building. Like, you got to fucking go for it. And they went for it and they put it all on the table and it worked. And I think that's an amazing story. I love that story.
Something we've never seen in the history of football. They literally did something that no team has ever tried before. It's like, not Moneyball, but it's NFL's kind of version of it, of stars and scrubs. Like, obviously you have to draft, right? You have to find arguably the best receiver ever, Cooper Kupp, in the third round, and use a first round pick on Aaron Donald, who's arguably the best D tackle ever played football. But they filled out that team right, and they had the coaching. And yeah, Chad, you're right. It's like, it's, again, we might never see anything like this again, where Tom Brady moved to the Buccaneers, won a Super Bowl first year. Stafford moved to a new team in the LA Rams, won a Super Bowl. But again, we're living in an era where not that I believe all the media hype beforehand, but we had rumors McVay was going to retire after this game. We had rumors that Aaron Donald was going to retire after this game. So it's like, it's so much to even, I'm not trying to project out their future, but whatever happens after this point, say they both do retire, worth it. The Rams, like, who cares? Like, teams, we talk about Detroit Lions, like, they, you know, since the NFL has existed, no Super Bowl, all these different teams that have never won a Super Bowl. Again, we're going to talk about Cincy in a second here about heartbreak, but for the Rams, I just am so happy that it worked out, because I loved what they did. Like, I think one of the most overrated things is draft picks, because you have to hit on the draft picks. Like, look at the first round picks they gave to the Jaguars and see who the Jaguars drafted with those picks for Ramsey. Again, Ramsey wasn't incredible last night, but he didn't make plays down the stretch that kind of flipped that game. So to me, it's going to be cool to see what happens in the next 10, 15 years, because I do think other teams are going to try to go after this model of, if you hit on one or two of these draft picks on a superstar, you just go for it for the next like 3-4 year window. You literally you sell it all. You just go for it on that little run. So I'm with you, Chad. I love that it worked out for the Rams team just because it's something we've never seen before.
You do have to get so lucky because, look, if Eli Apple, who was just getting, like, I didn't realize the animosity in the NFL towards Eli Apple. This morning, like, Twitter feeds were being lit up with players just sort of trolling Eli Apple. He gave up the game-winning touchdown to Cooper Kupp, critical holding call. It was a great game, a clean game, and then in the last drive, it's almost like look, a buddy of mine who doesn't watch the NFL, stopped watching the NFL 5 years ago, texted me. He said, I'm watching this game because he and I caught up in the morning. He goes, I'm watching this game because you and I just spoke. He goes, I'm glad to see the fix is still in because, like, those calls at the end, after 59 minutes of not making any penalty calls, all of a sudden three penalty calls when a team is driving inside the 10-yard line and they clearly are having a hard time. Like, I feel bad for Eli Apple. I didn't realize how much, like, people didn't like Eli Apple in the NFL.
Yeah. I honestly, like, I'm trying not to be so negative about it and let it ruin it for me, but I get the Bengals fans really bitching about it because it's ridiculous. They were letting everything go that whole game. Like, we saw way worse. I mean, way worse.
We saw Jalen Ramsey literally nearly have his head taken off by T. Higgins on that touchdown.
Yeah. Which, again, you could, it was inverted. Like, he didn't mean to do it, obviously.
No, but still.
Who knows? Yeah, exactly. It rules. So I hated it because it was such a bad call. Like, if it was the right call, if you really did hold him, that was fair. My man's hands were just on him. He wasn't, there was no grip. There was no pulling or anything like that. It's the fourth quarter, final 3 minutes of a Super Bowl. All these guys have heavy legs. They're all exhausted. Like, these refs all of a sudden calling it like it's super tight when these guys' legs are just shot. Like, you're just seriously running on 10% at the end of the game. Like, you've had a long day. Your emotions have been high the whole day. You had arguably one of the greatest halftime shows ever. And these refs are calling this in the final 3 minutes. I just don't want to be so angry about it because obviously it worked out for us and who knows, but it's the worst. But as someone that doesn't want to bitch about it, it's like Joe Burrow got the ball back with a minute 20, two timeouts, and they their Achilles heel the entire game was 1 yard. They just couldn't, fourth and ones, third and ones. They blew it in multiple ways in that game. So I would love to hang my head on those penalties, but they had the opportunity, they had the chances to make the plays, to come back, to win the game, and they didn't. But yeah, obviously, me and Chad, as fans of teams, I think anyone that has a real fan base rooted for Cincinnati. Like, that Super Bowl means 1,000 times more to that city than it does to Los Angeles. Like, do you see people going crazy last night in Los Angeles, Chad? Do you see any clips of it?
Haven't heard of one, but I do know exactly. In Cincinnati, every kid is off of school today.
Exactly, brother. So that's the heartbreak for me. And not only did I want to make money, but I love the Cincy storyline. And I want Cincinnati fans to remember this when I'm saying right now how nice I'm being, because I'm going to talk shit about your team for the next year. And I'm sorry, but that's just the gambler in me. Just know I loved your team. I loved the story. And it was truly one of the more magical runs I've ever seen.
FanDuel Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NBA. And with FanDuel Same Game Parlays, you can turn little bets into big paydays tonight. I'm considering the New York Knicks money line, the over, and Julius Randle rebounds over. I love betting at FanDuel because I get my payouts in as little as 2 hours. It's easy to use, safe and secure. Plus, if you're a new customer, you get a risk-free bet up to $1.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5, and get 200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're going to get across that wasteland, and we're going to do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net, with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
$1,000. Make every game feel like the finals all season long. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app or head to FanDuel.com and sign up using Favorites to bet the NBA today and get your first bet risk-free. You must be 21. And over and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Indiana, Louisiana, permitted parishes only, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text Next Step to 53342 in Arizona, 1-800-GAMBLER, or visit FanDuel.com/RG in Colorado, Indiana, New Jersey, and Virginia, 1-888-789-7777, or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut, 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. Call the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789, or visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia.
We just can't seem to catch a break, huh? So many rough fire seasons. But we made it through. And now there's another risk. All that charred soil and burnt vegetation can lead to floods and mud flow. I know, but you've got this too. And one way to get this is to get this flood insurance. There's no rest for the West, but with flood insurance, you can rest assured that you're ready for whatever else nature throws at you. Protect the life you've built at floodsmart.gov/wildfires.
The more we learn about COVID-19, the more questions we have. The biggest question now? What's next? What will COVID bring in 6 months? A year? If you're feeling anxious about the future, you're not alone. CalHope offers free COVID-19 emotional support. Call 833-317-4673 or live chat at calhope.org today. The more we learn about COVID-19, the more questions and worries we have. CalHope can help with free COVID-19 emotional support. Call 833-317-4673 or live chat at calhope.org today.
Shout out to Chris Raybon of the Action Network podcast, who all week was telling us to bet Samaje Perine under 14.5 total yards. And until the last two plays of the game, I think he was in like the first series. And I think inexplicably, Samaje Perine was the guy who they were looking to get them 1 yard. Joe Mixon hadn't lost yards the entire day as a runner. He had as a receiver, hadn't lost any as a runner. You don't give it to your best running back. You bring in a guy who maybe played 10 snaps the whole game. I don't remember seeing him in anything more than one or two. You try to get him. And still, when Joe Burrow was lofting it into the air on the last play of the game, he was going for Samaje Perine. And when it was in the air, I was thinking to myself, this is the broken play that will get Samaje Perine over 14.5 total yards. And I'm going to be so upset. It'll be the one thing that didn't go our way that went close. Like, you know, Stafford obviously is a tough one, but shout out to Raybon because he nailed the Samaje Perine under prop. Number one. Number two, last thing I want to say about this, because I do want to get like very quickly, obviously futures are out. We're going to go, just so people know, as we get through the next few months, we're going to go deep on NFL futures. We're going to go deep on NFL draft. Like between now and May, that is going to be a consistent theme in the podcast that Simon and I are talking about. NFL betting doesn't end. And between free agency and the draft, the futures market is wide open. So
and the QB carousel that we're about to have.
Exactly. Right. And so like, you're looking at Denver, you're looking at Carolina, like last year, how can you predict where Aaron Rodgers is going to be and where Deshaun Watson is going to go and all these kinds of things. I want to get to that. The one last thing I'll say about Cincinnati. It was weird to me. Look, we were, because you mentioned this, the night of the NFC and AFC title games, we got on the podcast, we did a quick video, a live video, and then, you know, cut it. And talked about how we liked Cincinnati. We didn't understand why the line was moving up. It made no sense. Cincinnati, I think only in three games this year, lost by more than 3 points. People would say, well, it's fluky the way they keep winning in the playoffs and whatever, whatever. It's not fluky if it keeps happening. It's part of their makeup. It's part of their offense. It's part of why they are who they are. They get down early. They're explosive. They make the right play one at a time. Joe Burrow has, you know, it's not magic. It's a skill. When things break down, he's seeing things more slowly. That's why they were the right side. It never made sense to me that this number kept growing up and the money kept coming in on the Rams. That's the last thing I'll say about it.
Yeah. And again, we talked about it. It made more sense to me once I hung out with other professionals and I just found how much they just love that Rams team, where it's like, okay, because we talk all the time. We said all week, we made the line three. I thought the Rams should be -3. They were the better team. They, not more consistent, but there was just more there to believe in than there were on this Bengals team. But like you talked about, the pros, they thought they had a good number. They bet it up to 4.5. We saw it touch 5 at a couple of books for a little while, which was crazy. But we talk all the time about the key numbers, and a 4, 4.5, that was truly never in doubt. Like, even if they had made that extra point, we were still going to cover that half a point anyway at the 4.5. So I want people to remember this. Like, again, that's my whole reason for being on here, is there's little tips and tricks I'm giving out. That's just one we talk about all the time. We don't know how we get there, why it ends up the way it does, but 3 and 4, for some reason, Super Bowls always end up on these numbers. They rarely ever end up on 1 and 2. And I've heard all the fans coming back to me about Matt Mitchell's Bills team playing the Giants. Yes, that game did land 1, but my whole point was about historically just does not land on 1 or 2. And that's why I bet the -2.5 on the Bengals, which was looking like a genius until the final 2 minutes of that game. So just something for people to remember in the future. It's like, we had a guy on, we did a call on Twitter. I don't even know what it's called.
Twitter Spaces.
Yeah. So it's like something, some place where like a bunch of people can talk. I don't even know how to describe it. It's like, everyone can talk, but only one.
People know what Twitter, you're the 80-year-old on this call. People know what Twitter Spaces is.
All right. So people know what it is. So basically you can have people come on and say things. And then we had a guy come on and say he was taking the Rams just money line. And I wasn't trying to bash him. I just said, it's not a smart bet to take the -200, where if you're scared, you just take the Bengals, you take the points at -110. And that's why long-term, that's how you make money. You don't make money taking betting 200 and winning 100. You win money by betting 200 and winning 190. So that was my whole point. It's like, if you were scared enough to take the Rams money line, you should just be taking the Bengals at 4.5. And that's something I want people to kind of remember for next year, where it's like, if you like the dog like I do, I take the spread. And then instead of taking the money line, I take the -2.5. It's not, I'm not reworking the wheel here. It's very simple, but it works for me long term.
As you would say, Simon Hunter, scared money don't make money.
Amen, brother.
All right, listen, before we get out of here, real quickly, futures already out. Chiefs 7.5 to 1, Bills 7.5 to 1, Rams 10 to 1, Cowboys 14 to 1, Niners 14 to 1, Bengals 14 to 1, Packers currently 16 to 1, and then there's a quartet of teams in the 20 to 22 range: Ravens, Broncos, Bucks, Titans. Have you made any futures bets immediately?
Oh yeah. So people, my biggest rule for making futures bet is you never bet less than 20 to 1. Okay. If you're betting less than 20 to 1, you are giving sports books free money, because you're kind of taking away your own value on betting that number. Like last year, perfect example. At this point last year, I believe the 49ers were 14 to 1. If you just waited, you could have got them 20 to 1 heading into the playoffs, which we were like literally one play away from them making the Super Bowl, the 49ers. So I never bet futures less than 20 to 1. So immediately, right when the market opened, Pittsburgh Steelers. Love, love, love Pittsburgh Steelers. Love that they are going to be one of these teams in the market for a quarterback. They have the defense. We already know that. Right now in FanDuel, they're 70 to 1. 70 to 1 get this Pittsburgh team, which we know is one of the better defenses. All that's missing is a quarterback. They have great weapons on offense too. So that, if they can get Watson, if they can somehow get Rodgers out of the NFC and bring him to the AFC, it's like, that's an immediate boost. You're not going to be able to find my other favorite bet is right now, which, I mean, you could take the Ravens if you wanted to at 21 to 1, but I love this Ravens value coming to the season, because you're still going to have people that are going to like the Browns. And now Cincinnati is going to have all the hype coming to the season. So if we're getting the third seed in the NFC North and it's the Ravens, you know, I'm going to love that, Chad. They were the most injured team in football. You're going to get really good value on a team that just will not have that same injury history next year. They'll be healthier. They're much better than their record showed this year. So that's one of those people need to be on the lookout. But right now, most books, legal books, at least, they're only going to have Super Bowl futures. So if I'm just going to throw a shot in the dark, 70 to 1, Pittsburgh, I like that number. That's a really good price. And then I hate to do it to us again, Chad, but we're simply just playing value here. Atlanta Falcons, 60 to 1. Who's to say they're not the best team right now in the NFC South? Okay. We know the Bucs don't have a quarterback. We know Carolina sure as hell doesn't have a quarterback. So right now, 60 to 1 for a team that could win their division and get home field, I'll take that in Atlanta. I feel like that's good value as we sit here and a day after the Super Bowl. So Atlanta, Pittsburgh, it's gross, it's ugly, but 70 to 1, 60 to 1, that's great value.
All right. There you have it. We've run down the Super Bowl. We've recapped our season. We've confirmed our love for each other.
So happy Valentine's Day.
Happy on Valentine's Day. And now we have already kicked off the race for Super Bowl 57, putting futures on the Ravens, the Steelers, and we're still an Atlanta Falcons podcast. We began the season as an Atlanta Falcons podcast. We end the season as an Atlanta Falcons podcast. This is the official bow we're putting on the 2021 season. Simon Hunter, you're the best. You'll be with us all through the offseason. We're going to talk more and more. Matt Mitchell, you're the best. You'll continue producing the best, biggest sports betting podcast in the world. I am Chad Millman. This has been The Favorites from the Volume Podcast Network. Download us from Spotify, from Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcast. Rate, review, subscribe. Until later this week. Love you.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Mama, what does the chicken say? Dog. Cat. Giraffe.
Giraffe, really?
Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com.
Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.